Welcome to the Zimcast, a program dedicated to bringing you what's new in agricultural marketing. The Zimcast is the official podcast of AgWired and hosted by Chuck and Cindy Zimmerman.
Hello and welcome to the Zimcast. I'm Chuck Zimmerman. This week's program is coming to you from beautiful Pensacola, Florida, where it has not snowed all winter. Cindy and I are just loving the relocation of Zimcom to the north side of Pensacola. And you may hear some birds in the background and wind in the trees, and that's because I can sit outside and do some work with wireless here at Zimcom World Headquarters. After a very active winter of meeting time, it's nearly spring, and we're going to get a little bit of a break here from the agriblogging highway. But that'll change next week when I go to Washington, D.C. for National Ag Day activities. I'd like to thank the sponsors for our program, and that includes GrowMark, locally owned, globally strong, and Monsanto, Roundup Ready Plus for weed management solutions. This week I'm going to share a conversation I had with Dave Hansen, Swanson Russell. The agency is celebrating 50 years, a major milestone, and we got together to have a little talk during Commodity Classic in Kissimmee, Florida. Dave, I've really enjoyed having the opportunity to visit with you, and let's take this time right now to talk about a real milestone for the agency, and that is 50 years. I mean, that's a golden anniversary.
Right. Absolutely. 50 years for Swanson Russell was something that came pretty fast, actually. I've been there 23 years, so almost half of that. And we're a member of the American Association of Ad Agency, the 4As, and they reported about only 10% of the advertising agencies in the country make it 50 years. So we're proud. We're independent yet. We haven't been swallowed up by a big holding company. And I think that independence and our areas of focus, which ag is a big part of our areas of focus, have helped us grow and retain clients and make it to 50 years.
Well, tell us a little bit about, you know, I know you haven't been there since the day one, but what are some of the other milestones you might point to kind of looking back?
Sure. Well, like I said, I've been there 23 years. I'm only 35, so that's really kind of an interesting equation how that works. But no, I think there's been one of the key things that has helped us grow is we have four areas that we focus on. Ag is certainly a very important one given our location in Omaha and Lincoln, Nebraska. Second is the turf and ornamental industry, which we're by far the largest agency in the country. Hunting and fishing, our founder Gus Swanson of Swanson Russell, who's deceased, was an avid outdoorsman. And so hunting and fishing, and then healthcare. And we have really held true to those four disciplines. So when somebody talks to us about agriculture, we know the grower. We know the distribution, the retailers, et cetera. Somebody talks to us about the green industry or the golf in particular, I can tell you everything there is to know about a golf course superintendent, what they read, when they read, how they get their information, when they make decisions, how they make decisions. And so when you have these areas of expertise and that's what you keep focusing on, you retain clients longer, I think, because of our knowledge base, and it gives us the opportunity to grow in those categories as well. So that's kind of a, not necessarily a milestone, but it's been a business philosophy that's propelled our success to date.
Talk about the team that you've got assembled, put together to handle these different types of industries.
Well, that's the one thing that we have also done is within each area of focus, for the most part, we have people that specialize in that area. So we have our ag people that primarily work on ag business, our turf and ornamental that we have some crossover, but for the most part, they're focused in that. So they're going to, the ag people are going to the Commodity Classic, they're going to the Farm Machinery Show, they're going to Farm Progress, the turf people are going to the turf-related trade shows. And quite honestly, when you talk about milestones, one of the ways that we have grown is by reaching out to our prospective clients at trade shows. Trade shows are really how we, probably in the last 10 years, 90% of the business that we've acquired has come from people we've met at trade shows. I've been to the golf industry show, which was 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago in San Diego, 23 years, or actually 25 at a prior agency. So really Swanson Russell's about getting to know us. And once you get to know us, if there's an opportunity sometime that give us a call and we have the opportunity to maybe do a project with somebody.
Well, it sounds like business is going very well right now. How would you describe where you're at in terms of your goals, your objectives for the company at this point?
In each decade, at the beginning of 2000 and 2010, we set goals for our growth. And for 2010 through 2020, we had a goal of reaching $100 million in capitalized billings. In 2017, we were fortunate enough to just surpass that December 31st. So we're ahead of schedule on that. And, you know, it's not that we want to grow, but we want to grow slowly. I think sometimes ad agencies grow too quickly, and the growth becomes more important than the retention of clients. And to us, our retention, first of all, of employees is very high. Out of 150 employees, we have 41 people that have been with us for 10 to 15 years. Probably out of 41, 20 have been with us for 15 years. So when you have good seasoned veterans combined with a lot of young new talent that we've hired recently, it's a great mixture. And the same thing with clients. New business is important to us, but the number one thing is taking care of our clients, retaining clients, meeting and exceeding expectations there. And so those are just been basic core philosophies that we just don't deviate from. The other thing is we try not to work with a lot of project-based clients. We would prefer to be the agency of record, because we throw all of our resources at it. Every discipline, from public relations to the normal traditional to the digital now, the social media. And if we can have that whole relationship wrapped up, chances are we're going to stay with that client longer. We have one client in the turf industry we've worked with for 20 years. And over the 20 years, we probably have seen, and I'm not exaggerating, 150 different marketing managers and product managers come and go. And what happens is we become kind of the conduit, the glue. So when people come and go, we're still there and we know what's going on and we can help train their new people. So I think that full service aspect has helped us as well.
You mentioned younger folks. What are your thoughts on the kind of talent pool that you see available coming up out of colleges, for example, right now?
It's really an interesting thing. The digital world has changed things to the point now that we don't hire a production artist. We hire a digital artist, because everybody that's coming out of school now has they don't pencil things out anymore. They may do some concepting, but it's all digital. Our digital group has about 25 people in it now, by far the fastest growing, whether that's websites or whether that's, you know, various banner ads and those kind of things that are going. But so we're seeing a tremendous growth in digital, and we're seeing a lot of really good talented people become available for that. In fact, we have a situation in some cases where the traditional aspect of it is something that we got to remind people, don't think traditional. Think communications. Communications now includes the traditional, but it includes digital. And we have to be thinking that all the time.
Well, it's changing so fast that even for those of us whose not only passion but goal is to stay connected to what's happening in this new technology, it's getting tough. We heard not too long ago that agriculture had hit its technology plateau. Well, no, I don't think so. And that applies to all industries.
Yeah, absolutely. We haven't even begun to see it. We're seeing things, even the way that we process and our information as an agency, moving from hard copies to digital job pouches and those kinds of things, moving from phone calls now going to my laptop and to my iPhones and whatnot. So it's helping us become more efficient as well. The amount of time it takes us to put a catalog together today versus what it does now, or what it used to, you know, four or five years ago, is phenomenal. I mean, it's half the time or more. Today, we've got Jake Turner, who's with FMC, our spokesperson. We have an art director sitting over here. He's editing. He'll probably have that done a first cut today. I mean, whereas that technology didn't exist to be able to edit on the spot like we can today.
How about looking at, not necessarily just down the road, but what do you see as challenges and or opportunities right now for Swanson Rose?
You know, I think one of the things that we do have these four areas of focuses that I mentioned. One of the things is if we have a company like an FMC, we will not pursue another ag chem company. And so as we get these categories filled, we're limiting our opportunity to grow. So that's why we're expanding in, we used to be in the golf industry, now we're in the landscape, now we're in the nursery. We're seeing a lot of overlap in the landscape and ag with construction. So construction's our newest area of focus that we're seeing. So we're having, those are some of the challenges where we have to say no to opportunities because we already have a client in a category. I think the second thing is just recruiting people. You know, we're not in a major market like a Kansas City or a Minneapolis or a Denver or a New York or L.A. What we're finding, though, that there's a lot of great talent that came out of Nebraska that went somewhere, but they want to come back and raise their family in Nebraska. So what we're finding is we're getting some great people that have gone out 5 or 6 years, and because we're the largest in Nebraska, they're certainly going to come back and talk to us. So we're getting a lot of people that have left and come back home. But that's still going to be one of our challenges, is recruiting people.
So we've talked about the technology and how that has changed, and it certainly has had an impact on how all of us, whether we're media, in the marketing agency, public relations, are there other ways that has really made a difference, do you think, for how you're running your business today as an agency?
I think the core philosophies haven't changed. And I was just talking to a client of ours. The first and most important thing to us is our own people. Clients are number two. And I know that may not sound right or may not resonate very well with clients, but if we take care of our people, in my orientation, I tell people, you have two clients. You have your internal team. You need to gain their respect and respect them. And then we have our external client, which is the FMCs of the world, et cetera. If we can have people do that, we're going to be successful. And that basic philosophy hasn't changed at all. I think the other key thing is retention of clients. That's not going to change. And we're going to continue to do that. I think the things that become more and more important is the collaboration. And that's something that we're seeing changing a little bit from how it used to be, where we used to be more departmentalized, where we got a PR department, a media department, a creative department, a digital department. You know, we're trying to create more collaboration. So, for example, in our Omaha office, we just renovated it all and basically have wide open spaces where everybody sees everybody. There's not a lot of privacy, but there's a lot better collaboration. And in our Lincoln office, we have architects now helping us redesign that same kind of concept. So collaboration is becoming a much more important thing, because when you get too departmentalized or too vertical, you run into some problems.
Do you foresee a time when you might consider having other satellite offices?
We have considered that in the past. We've had some clients that have maybe suggested that. The reality is the team needs to be together. We have had in the past set up a service office where there may be just one person in Tucson or something like that for a large client. But quite honestly, they're more productive when they're with the team. With teleconferencing, with Skyping, with webinars and whatnot, we can be with our clients. And 90% of our business is outside of Nebraska, but we'd rather not set up a satellite office. But if we picked up a huge, huge client and they insisted upon it, you know, we're going to do what we need to meet expectations.
So let's kind of close this with the idea of the one thing that you would really like people to think of when they think of Swanson Russell.
I think that probably the number one thing would be that we are very, very good at our areas of focus. Our knowledge in ag, turf and ornamental, healthcare, hunting and fishing, that's our expertise. We should and believe we know more than any other agency in the country in those areas. Now, granted, there's some ag-only agencies, but one of the things that we feel we can bring is if you're an ag-only agency or a healthcare-only agency, you don't have the benefit of knowing what's going on in other industries and that cross-pollination of clients. And some, we have 4 or 5 clients here today. Some are working together in cross-promotions from one booth to the other. And so I think that's one of the areas that we're going to continue to see happen more and more, I guess.
All right, well, thank you very much, David. Enjoyed visiting with you here. As people might hear some noise in the background, we are at Commodity Classic having this conversation. Well, that is the Zimcast for this week. I hope you've enjoyed it, and thank you for listening.
You've been listening to the Zimcast, the official podcast of AgWired. Check us out at www.agwired.com to find out what's new in agricultural marketing.